Islamic beliefs. In our Islamic beliefs, we find our way. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day. Guided by faith, we kneel and pray each day.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program Our Islamic Beliefs And inshallah in this episode again we will hear about a core belief an important belief within Islam within Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah And by the end of the episode, you will have enough evidence, enough knowledge regarding this topic. First of all, let us begin with an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. Sayyidina Abu Talha, radiallahu ta'ala, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relates that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived with signs of happiness upon his blessed face, signs of joy. So he asked, Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu an, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can see signs of happiness on your face today. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, Allah Ta'ala, the Lord Almighty has given me a glad tiding. What is that glad tiding? That whoever from your ummah sends salat upon you, 10 good deeds will be written for him. 10 sins of his will be forgiven and his rank will be raised by 10 times. And not only that, the same amount, meaning 10 times worth of mercy will descend upon that particular person who recites Salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers, look at the blessings of Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif. Sins are forgiven, deeds are written, ranks are raised, mercy is sent on the person. Each of these times 10, as mentioned in this particular hadith. So why wouldn't we want our book of deeds to be filled with virtuous actions, for our sins to be wiped away? Let's show and express our love for the Prophet ﷺ and recite Salat ala Nabi abundantly every single day to earn the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the rida of the Prophet ﷺ. And as we heard, this is a means of causing happiness, providing happiness to the Prophet ﷺ. His noble face was rejoicing, had signs of happiness upon it, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Reviews of Madin Channel. In each episode, we learn an important belief of Islam and Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And today, we'll be learning about very renowned, important aqidah again, which is known as Hazir wa Nazir. Arabic pronunciation would be Hazir wa Nazir. Generally, Urdu-speaking public, people from the subcontinent know this aqidah as Hazir wa Nazir. Now, what is our aqidah regarding this? This is what we will learn today, inshallah. Many people ask about this concept, ask about this particular belief. There's a lot of confusion regarding it as well. Whenever a confusion arises in the mind of a person, he must refer to the ulama. Because if that confusion lingers, remains with him, there may come a time where he's affected negatively and he adopts an aqidah which is against the tenets of Islam or against the teachings of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah. It's very important to remove that confusion, remove that waswasa even, that whisper of shaitan at the earliest. And he should gain knowledge of proofs regarding that particular aqidah and that particular concept. Now we've heard in this program of ours, our Islamic beliefs, we've heard about the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Allah jalla wa ala. We've heard about khatmun nubuwah, the finality of prophethood. We've heard about the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had an episode about the ilmul ghaib, knowledge of the unseen, which is granted to the Prophet alayhi wa sallam by Allah azza wa jal. And we heard the dalail for this as well, the evidences, the proofs for this as well. In this episode, as we mentioned, we'll hear about the aqidah known as Hazir wa Nazir. The dalail for this, What do the ulama say in this regard? Now, first of all, hazir, this means being present, mawjood. And nazir means seeing. So the one who sees, the one who observes. So when we refer to this aqidah of hazir or nazir, what do we mean? We mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting in his noble and blessed shrine in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. That's where he is mawjood. Not everywhere. And this is how people confuse others. They say that the belief of Hazir Nazir entails that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everywhere, every place, in one go. Whereas this is not the aqidah that we know as Hazir Nazir. Hazir Nazir means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in his blessed shrine in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And from there he is witnessing the creation. Meaning Allah Ta'ala's bestowal upon him is that he can observe things from there. And if he wanted, with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can visit wherever he likes. Even multiple places as well. But do we say that the Prophet alayhi salam right now is present everywhere? Of course not. Ma'adallah. This is not the aqidah known as hazir or nazir. So right from the off, hazir being present, mawjood. The Prophet alayhi salam is mawjood, present, blessing that area of land in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, where his maqbara, where his grave is, where his qabr sharif is, and he is witnessing, he is observing things. We'll hear about the dalail for this as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. So the Prophet alayhi salam's blessed body is in his grave, but he can go with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other locations and places as well. And the Prophet alayhi salam is observing all of creation the way somebody can see their palm. And so clearly, so explicitly, the Prophet alayhi salam like that can observe creation as well. So he is doing this by the power bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the basira, the insight bestowed upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his creator Allah azza wa jal. And without delving into this point in detail, but on the night of Mi'raj, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went physically towards the heavens, before that he went towards Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Palestine, Jerusalem. There he met many of the Anbiya alayhi salam, who were also present as well. He led them in prayer. This is a dalil that the Prophet ﷺ can visit various places by the power bestowed upon them by Allah and by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, what are the evidences, what are the proofs for this? Allah Ta'ala has referred to the Prophet ﷺ in Al-Quran Al-Kareem as a witness, gawah, witness. And a witness is that person who is present at the scene where the event or the incident took place. How else is he a witness? He's present there, he's observing. Now the Quran says that the Prophet ﷺ is a witness for his own ummah and for the umam that came before as well. Quran says, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا And we will make you, we will bring you as a witness upon all of them, all of the nations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is referred to as the shaheed here, the witness. So he's a witness for his own nation and he's a witness for those who came before as well. Also Allah Ta'ala says in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا O beloved Prophet, indeed we sent you as a shahid, one who observes, وَمُبَشِّرًا someone who gives glad tidings, وَنَذِيرًا and one who warns. So he gives glad tidings to the believers of Jannah. He gives warnings. He warns the kuffar, the polytheists, the mushriks, the wrongdoers of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا The Prophet alayhi salam is described as a caller towards Allah with the idhn of Allah, with the permission of Allah. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا And a radiant lamp. So as we mentioned, a gawah or a shaheed or a shahid is the one who is actually present there at the scene to witness what took place. And then he gives testimony, he bears witness upon what he saw. Otherwise, how is he a witness? The Quran tells us, وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness upon all of you. And on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet alayhi salam will bear witness. The ummas, the previous ummas will reject that the Prophets conveyed their call towards righteousness, the call towards tawheed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bear witness. So we learn that the Prophet alayhi salam knows about the previous ummas, he knows about his own ummah, and he knows about qiyamah as well, what will take place, what will transpire. So there's a hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar is the rabi, the narrator. He says that the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفَعَ لِيَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala raised the earth for me, or folded the earth for me. And I am looking at the earth right now, the way I'm looking at this palm of mine. Allahu Akbar. And imagine the earth was folded, the earth was raised. This earth is massive in terms of when we observe it, when we see it, in comparison to us, we are small, we are just one part, meaning our body doesn't take up much of the earth. The earth is massive for us. So, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu's narration states that the Prophet ﷺ said, I'm looking at the dunya now, after it was folded for me, I'm looking at it like somebody looks at his palm, meaning so clearly, so evidently, so apparently. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been granted vast knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the most knowledgeable of all creation. So he knows about the previous ummah, his own time, what will happen thereafter as well. And the Prophet alayhi wasallam informed of qiyamah as well. This is how vast his knowledge is. When he was asked about in the Day of Judgment, he mentioned the signs. The Prophet alayhi wasallam mentioned the day, Friday. He mentioned the month that Qiyamah will take place. He mentioned many other signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Only the year was left untold. Why? Because the Quran tells us that Qiyamah will come suddenly. So based on that, the Prophet ﷺ didn't reveal it. And secondly, the ulama say that if a person were to know the exact moment when Qiyamah will be established, many people would fall into neglect, heedless, rebellion, wrongdoing, transgression, etc. So that's why it was kept concealed. But all the other signs have been mentioned. Some were major, some were minor. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned from the signs of Judgment Day that ثَلَاثُونَ كَذَّابُونَ, that 30 deceiving liars will appear. And they will claim to be a prophet after me. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ is the seal of all prophets, the final prophet, there is no prophet to come after him, no new prophet. So regarding these liars, the Prophet ﷺ already told us, and many have already come. You study Islam, you study Islamic history, many people came who this hadith applies to, and they claimed to be a prophet of Allah, na'udhu billah. So the Prophet ﷺ knows about what transpired, what will take place. So this was his great knowledge of the unseen. In Bukhari Sharif, the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ مَوْعِدَكُمُ الْحَوْضُ, that the promised place where we will meet is Al-Hawd, meaning the fountain of the Prophet ﷺ, known as Hawz al-Kawthar. The Prophet ﷺ mentions that the promised place, which is the Hawd, where we will meet the Prophet ﷺ, he, whilst on earth, is observing that place. Where is Hawz al-Kawthar? Beyond the realms of this universe. And the Prophet ﷺ can see it whilst he is in this dunya. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, once the Prophet ﷺ offered the solar eclipse prayer, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw that during the prayer, it's as if you were plucking something, you were taking something. The Prophet ﷺ said, I observed Jannah, I saw a branch of that tree in Jannah. I was about to take it, and if I had taken it, then you would have ate from it until the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet ﷺ is on the earth, is looking beyond the seven heavens. The trees are in paradise. Allahu Akbar. The next world, Akhirah. But look at the eyesight of the Prophet ﷺ. Look where the Prophet ﷺ's reach is. until. This is due to the power and authority granted to him by Allah Azza wa Jal. These are from the khasais of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet alayhi salam is with the Sahaba, but he's seeing the fruits of paradise. Allahu Akbar. Now another point. The state of the heart is known by Allah Azza wa Jal. We know this. Allah is alimun bi dhati sudur. He knows what is in the hearts. We know that regarding our Creator Jalla wa Ala. But listen to this hadith of Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam offered the prayer, led the Sahaba in prayer, and then he turned around. He faced the Sahaba, delivered a khutbah, and he said, Wallahi, by Allah, I even know about your khushu and khuzu in prayer. Meaning, this is not hidden from me. Your khushu and your khudu in prayer, your humbleness, the level of your submission in prayer, I even know about this as well. This is not hidden from me. Now, we know that khushu, humility of the heart, this is an internal matter. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is aware of this. So you have the external factors to ibadah, the etiquette of ibadah, then you have the internal element, khushu, khudu. The Prophet alayhi salam is saying that I even know about this state of your heart as well. And the Prophet alayhi salam said, I can see you from behind me, I mean from my back. Allahu Akbar Kabira. The Prophet alayhi salam is looking ahead, but he knows what is going on behind him. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the way I look at what is in front of me, I can also see what is behind me as well. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the power of the sight, the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding this Hazir Nazir concept, there are many other dalail as well. So going back to it, the foundational understanding of the Aqeedah of Hazir Nazir isn't that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present in every single place physically. We don't say that. We say the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting in his noble grave, but he's alive. We know that because the hadith, Al-Anbiya'u ahya'un fi quburihim yusallun. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are alive and they pray in their graves. So the Prophet alayhi wa sallam is alive in his grave. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said that the earth has been forbidden, prohibited from consuming the bodies of the Anbiya ﷺ. It's not allowed. The Prophet ﷺ is alive, فَنَبِيُّ حَيٌّ يُرْزَقُ. The Prophet of Allah is alive and he is given sustenance. And as we mentioned earlier, Masjid Aqsa, that journey, the blessed journey of Al-Isra and Mi'raj, the Prophet ﷺ offered and led the prayer in Masjid Al-Aqsa. On the way, he saw Musa alayhi salam offering prayer in his grave. He met with the Anbiya alayhi salam. Then he went towards the heavens, and in each of the heavens, he met a particular Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the tasarruf, this is the power, the authority that has been granted to the Anbiya alayhi salam. And of course, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Those Anbiya alayhi salam who passed away centuries before the Prophet alayhi salam, they were present on the night when the Prophet ﷺ visited Masjid al-Aqsa as part of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. So the Prophet ﷺ has this power. He may leave from his noble grave and visit wherever he wants. He may bless whoever he wants. We know when we read about ulama of Islam, great a'imma like Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh, that he saw the Prophet ﷺ in a wakeful state more than 70 times. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is possible. It's not muhal. This is mumkin. It's proven. And whilst resting in his noble grave, the Prophet ﷺ can witness the entire world, can do mushahada of the world, can see what's going on. And if he wills, by the mercy of Allah, he can go and visit places as well, various places simultaneously as well. And knowledge is established for the Prophet ﷺ. If the angel who is stationed at the grave of the Prophet ﷺ has such knowledge that he is able to hear the Durood Sharif of all the reciters in the world simultaneously, and then present the name of the reciter as well as his father's name, in the court of the Prophet ﷺ, then what do you think about the hearing power, the knowledge of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just think for a moment, ponder for a moment. So we pray and we conclude with this, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand this aqeedah of Hazir Nazir and all other aqaid in light of what the ulama of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah have written, what they have instructed, what they have taught us in their blessed books. We must study. We must affiliate ourselves with the ulama of Islam, ulama of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, And inshallah, we will gain the correct aqeedah. Correct aqeedah will lead you to the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve our iman and grant us the ability to continue learning our beautiful religion of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all shurur and fitan, evil times, evil places, and tribulations. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Our Islamic beliefs, in our Islamic beliefs, we find our way, guided by faith.